Hello and welcome. This is episode 2 of Autism, Travel, and Money. I am CJ.
And I'm Dan.
Dan. So, Dan got his second paycheck. Could you tell us how much this is for? It's for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, how much is it for?
$146.49.
Great. How much was the last one? Do you remember?
It's like 150 something.
Oh, so it wasn't that much more. So now we know about every 2 weeks you'll make 149. All right. So we're going to take 15% and put it into savings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how much will that be?
$21.
And we're going to put how much into the stock market or for retirement?
That's the retirement.
Oh, that's a retirement. How much are we putting in savings?
$43.
Oh, okay. Because what did we say for savings? How much percentage for savings?
30%.
30. Okay. And then the rest is fund money.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if we talked about last time. Where did all your fund money go? How'd that go last time?
I spent some of it on singing lessons and the rest on video games.
So you did the singing lessons already.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. You're still looking that up.
Uh-huh.
But now you'll have more money for more singing lessons. And then you did some video games. And today you had $2 on a soda after work at the other store.
Fruit punch
across the street. That's right. You don't like soda. You just like lemonade. You don't like the carbonated. So you like lemonade and fruit punch. So one thing I want to talk about is we looked up where to start a savings, a retirement account, and we talked to Fidelity, and they were so nice, because a few months ago, from talking to other parents in the autism network, they said open up an ABLE account, which Fidelity does. I still don't know much about it, but I think when you get money from Social Security, with autism, seeing how much you can and can't work, there might be some Social Security money, or I don't know what it's called. You like to say disability money. Mm-hmm. We'll just have to see it. Or SSI. I still am learning all this. When that happens, they said put it in an ABLE account because I guess it protects it or something. I'll still have to learn more. Mm-hmm. So I tried to set up a separate Fidelity Roth IRA. And it wouldn't let me because of the ABLE account. So we called them, and they were so nice and patient and were helping us every step of the way, waited patiently as we did things online. And then it worked. It's under your name. We took it out of your bank account, and we put, about $20 in. So this week, maybe tomorrow, we'll do more on Fidelity. So I chose a Roth because that taxes you now. And later, we don't know if you'll be in a bigger tax income or not. That's one thing we want to talk about on this podcast, is I'm trying to build up a real estate portfolio so you can have passive income. I don't mind getting it for retirement. So you can stay in part of the house and someone else is paying the other half of the house. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, as you get older and I get older, you will have more income. So if you pay the tax now on your Roth IRA, when you retire, you don't have to pay the tax then. So hopefully that works out. It's like a gamble. But if you keep that money in there and you put in a lot now, it'll grow and grow and grow. So this will be good. So you're right on the right path. I talked to a neighbor and they said, man, I wish I had done this when I started working too. Put some away in savings and some in retirement, and then the rest is fun money. And for you, it's fun money because you don't have food or lodging. Okay, so that's our money section. Let's talk about some travel. This week we went to Busch Gardens Williamsburg, or Daniel went, because when we moved from one part of Virginia to another, I wanted my son to be able to still meet his friends, our other son, my other son, sorry, not your brother. And so I got a pass, but then he ended up not using it. He only saw his friend there once from another part of Virginia. But now Daniel uses the pass, the yearly pass. So it's $30 a month. I think there was some sort of deposit at first, but now it's a $30 a month. So it's very nice. And we're going to move to Florida. We get to use it there at Busch Gardens there, Tampa, which I've never been to, and I can't wait to see, and especially at Christmas time, see their lights. And it's also good at, should I say the name? SeaWorld. Now, I'm all for roller coasters and rides, but I do not agree with them, with the animals. And I actually have met and have talked to, and yeah, I'm very anti the animals, and there's, yeah, well, maybe we can talk more about John and his book against SeaWorld. He was a trainer, and yeah, and if you watch, he's actually in Blackfish. So anyways, the reason I did it was because Busch Gardens is nearby. So Dan does not, you do not partake in the animal part. You do the rides. So, and I think they are starting to finally focus for that. And some good news, Lolita, who is a whale in Miami, is going to go start on being free process. Just like Free Willy was actually freed. And he spent his last few years swimming around Iceland and Norway. So that's good. Okay, that's a whole other tangent, and you can hate us on that. That's fine, but that's how I stand. Anyway, so tell us about your trip to Busch Gardens Williamsburg and what rides you did and what you liked and what you didn't like.
So let's see. So I know I did the Grover roller coaster, which is a kid-friendly roller coaster that I believe goes less than 25 miles per hour, which is definitely a roller coaster that I can handle. And I really liked that. In fact, when I went on my first trip to Busch Gardens Williamsburg, it was my favorite ride at the park. Let's see, next. Okay, well, maybe I might not get them all in order, but I know one other ride I did was the pirate ship ride, found at many other theme parks.
That goes up and down, you go higher and higher each time in a pendulum. Mm-hmm.
When I first went on it, I know there was a time when I was really young, like 10 or so, where I didn't scream on the ride, but then on more recent trips, I did scream on the ride. But then on this most recent trip, I did not scream on the ride. In fact, I even rode in one of the, in all the way to the right seat and did not scream at all on the ride, which has shown how I've been able to overcome some fears in terms of ride motion, and I was able to enjoy it because of that more. Not that I didn't enjoy it when I was screaming on the ride, but I just was able to just find more enjoyment out of finding it less scary. Let's see. Oh, then I did the Escape from Pompeii ride, which is one of those water rides that has a pretty big drop at the end and also some dark ride elements. Kind of like Journey to Atlantis at SeaWorld, just cheaper. That is, as of right now, my favorite ride at Busch Gardens Williamsburg, just because it has dark ride elements and a drop that I find pretty thin. Unlike the drop on Journey to Atlantis, I did not scream or feel a sense of overwhelmingness with the drop. I was instead saying, well, and more enjoying it, which I liked. Yeah, let's see. What else did I do?
Now, we need to mention that Dan does not like big roller coasters, but you're trying to work on that.
Yes, I am. I want to see if I can maybe actually handle these big roller coasters, and my way of doing that is by riding rides that have these brief sections of things that are in big roller coasters, and those rides I can think of are Journey to Atlantis and Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey. Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey has moments where it goes upside down, albeit briefly, and Journey to Atlantis has a big drop and a mini roller coaster section, although still being pretty big as a big roller coaster, just only lasting 10 seconds or less. So my plan is to do those rides over and over and hopefully maybe get used to the feeling of those moments, and then maybe feel brave, and then when I'm feeling brave enough, try something that's a step closer to a big roller coaster, but not quite there yet. which would probably be a ride like the Mummy ride, which I did do
before. The Mummy is at Universal. Which one? Do you remember which Universal park the Mummy is
in? The Universal Studios Florida, the one that also has like the Transformers ride, Minion ride. Like.
I don't know which one that is. And then the Harry Potter Forbidden Forest.
That's an awesome adventure. That's but we have a pass, though.
Yeah, so. We also last year got a Universal pass. Again, I know that was a $300 deposit, and now it's $30, but maybe $35. This is going to go up a little next year. So, but, you know. It's good. Dan loves it, and I like it
because now I get free parking. To be fair, I still think 40X is our cheapest alternative, because even if I use the pass, I might have to pay for food, and that could cost more than a 40X ticket, so...
I'm sorry, you changed topics, so... Oh,
sorry.
So that's okay, I just want to catch everybody up. So, what are you saying about the 40X movie theater that you want to go to when we live in the Orlando area?
Well, one thing I definitely want to do when we move to Orlando, Florida, is watch a lot of movies in 40X, because what I love about it is that it's basically a motion simulator ride, but longer, and it's cheaper than a ticket to most theme parks that offer motion simulator rides. So it's really, in my opinion, a bang for your buck.
Great, and you can do that whenever a new movie comes out.
Mm-hmm.
That is in downtown Orlando. I see it. It's on International Drive, because you've been to like two movies, maybe three there already. And but I'll have to get the name for everyone later. But yes, they have 40X movies in some towns, not others, because we also found one in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And as we travel, we have not found it in many towns. So Dan's very excited about Florida, and we'll talk a little more about that in a minute. Now, any other rides that you did at Busch Gardens, and what advice you have to people?
So, let's see. I did one where, like, you go up and you spin. I forgot what it's called, but, like, yeah, it's just where you go up and spin. I remember liking it on a previous trip, but not so much on this one. Oh, yeah, I also did the worm ride. It's usually a ride that's just themed with a worm. It could be Oscar's worm or Elmo's worm. It's just a
Elmo has a worm too, not Oscar.
Not in the show. It's just I don't know. I guess maybe someone who made it just wasn't as big a fan of Oscar the Grouch or something, which I don't blame them. But yeah, the worm ride is basically one where you go back and forth and you spin a little. I really liked it. Oh. On previous trips, but now I think I've just gotten a little bored of it, probably because it's not the most thrilling ride in the world, since it is a kid's ride.
And you're 18. So, Dan, something to know about him is he loves Elmo. Elmo is kind and sweet. Mm-hmm. You also like Mr. Rogers. We should all be like Mr. Rogers and Elmo. What's wrong with Oscar the Grouch?
Well, I mean, I don't hate him. I'm just a little concerned with his popularity. Sometimes it's just, you know, he's not a very kind person. But the thing is, though, I think sometimes I've just been taking that too much personally and whatnot. Because, like, I mean, people love villain characters and whatnot. And that doesn't mean they're like them. I think really when it comes to maturity, I think I just need to learn to have some maturity with my preferences for certain characters over others. Even though I do wish people would praise the positive characters more than negative, it doesn't mean that they're going to become a negative person just because they praise negative characters. I mean, they are fictional characters after all, so.
It's a learning curve, and Oscar the Grouch represents sometimes we're all in a bad mood. Or there is that one person in the neighborhood who likes to reinforce the rules and makes everyone feel a little ugh. But they're like, hey, these are the rules. Put your trash in my trash can, not on the street, or whatever. So Oscar the Grouch, I've never seen him be super cruel. Yeah, he's just a little more grouchy. And sometimes kind of funny because he says the negative, like the opposite of what most people like. Like most people do not like trash.
Yeah, I do find some moments of him funny. Like this one with Maria Menounos, if that name sounds familiar to anyone, that's because she's a celebrity who will usually pop up if you come early to a movie theater. She'll like introduce like movie trailers and whatnot. She's also been in other stuff. I just know her best for that, and chances are some of you do. And, like, that skit with her and Oscar the Grouch, remember, funny how, like, she's being so positive and, like, Oscar Grouch is like trying to assault her senses with things like rotten eggs or a painting that doesn't look so great, but she finds ways to just like them. But I find that pretty funny. So that's one reason why I don't hate Oscar the Grouch. He's just not my favorite character and whatnot.
Right, right. So Busch Gardens and SeaWorld have a Sesame World. And actually, in a few weeks, we're going to go to Sesame Place, which is all about Sesame Street. And we did get to go last year. And one thing we noticed was bring a bathing suit. I don't know if it'll be open or not yet, but it has lots of water rides, which that attracted a lot of the older kids.
And I'm definitely looking forward to doing the two roller coasters. Now I know I can handle family-friendly roller coasters. I'm definitely on board for any family-friendly ones. It's just bigger ones I need to see if I can maybe handle or not.
Right. My expert opinion, when I was a kid, I went to Busch Gardens, and I love Loch Ness Monster. And at the time, they had a ride called Grizzly, which was a wooden ride, which I think they still have, but they've named it.
Yeah, they do have a wooden roller coaster. Yeah, I just don't know the name. Right. Or just don't remember.
And somehow, when I turned 19, though, I would go on roller coaster with my little brothers, and my head just hurt. So something happened where I don't do roller coasters anymore. It shakes me up too much. Okay, so any other rides we need to mention about Busch Gardens?
Let's see. Well, I could still talk about the ones I also did on previous trips, because, I mean, we're still on the topic of Busch Gardens.
Sure.
Let's see. What else did I do? Well, oh, yeah. I did a show. There was, like, this tap dancing show.
The Celtic.
Yeah.
Kind of like river dance, yeah?
Yeah, I did that. I watched that show on the most recent trip.
I saw it in Christmas time. It was really nice. I like it.
I mostly liked it. I do wish it had more than just dancing. I feel like it focuses too much on the dancing, though, which I feel like it's repetitive, but it does have at least some variety, like some songs and whatnot, also some nice visuals of the lights and whatnot. I mostly enjoyed it. I think a lot of people would probably like that show, too. Let's see, what else have I done at Busch Gardens? You know what, I'm going to look up the ride list.
When I go to Busch Gardens nowadays, I go on the train and I go on a boat ride. And that's about it. Or on Saturday, I dropped Dan off and read a ton of books. Because since we're moving and I'm packing, there's a whole bunch of books I've been wanting to read and never read. So I'm going to read them now. And I think I already donated a lot.
Okay. Oh, yeah. The swing ride called Whirlwind. I remember liking that more on previous trips. I think maybe if there was just a faster one out there, I don't know if I'm ready to do one that's higher up, but like a swing ride that's just faster, because like I'm a moderate thrill seeker, and well, maybe some of these thrills aren't moderately thrilling enough. Either that or just need more immersive rides, because my favorite rides of all time are motion simulators.
And I would say my first ride ever when I was about 11 or 12 was a swing ride. So it's kind of like a first ride, yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. Le Catapult, also known as a scrambler in many places.
Those are fun.
You know, there's still a part of me that likes it. The problem I have with it is that I think it just goes on for too long. Maybe if it was just a minute or less, I think it would just be better in my opinion. I think one reason why some of these rides I've lost interest in is just because they're repetitive compared to other rides, which are either just more thrilling, making you forgiving of the repetitiveness, or just do one cycle like Escape from Pompeii.
Now, at Busch Gardens, I don't think we've found any sort of pass that lets you have less time in the lines like other places. But at Sesame Place, I found out you can go and say, dance on the autism spectrum, and they give you a code to this calming room that you ended up not using, right?
Yeah, I didn't need yourself. It.
But it's definitely just a room with, like, two chairs and maybe one little kind of little maze thing, you know, that kids have those, like, with the big things maybe for a younger child or who knows, but that's it. So it's definitely to just calm down. And Sesame Place is a small park, but in a large park, that would be harder to just have one room and have to go back to it. Anyways, I just wanted to put that out there. Oh, yeah. Okay, any other rides?
Oh, yeah, I did the Elmo Drop Tower. I've also done another family-friendly drop tower at Dollywood. This one I definitely like not as much because it didn't... Because while I figured out a strategy to not be so scared of the heights, which is just to look forward and not down, I just didn't find the motion of it very thrilling because, like, to me, it felt like you only drop, like, 2 feet or less. Like, that, it felt like, actually, it felt more like just 1 foot of a drop, which I didn't find very thrilling. But, you know, it's more aimed at kids, so I can understand why. I think I just more prefer the one at Dollywood because that one would actually drop you all the way from the top, so that's more thrilling motion-wise. Anyway, I'm able to handle the motion of that. I might even try someday the Disney Tower of Terror or the Guardians of the Galaxy one, whichever one I have access to conveniently, but... I mean, especially since that one only goes 39 miles per hour, which is slower than the Mummy ride, which I remember going, I'd not be able to handle. So, who knows?
So, the Dollywood one was for adults, and it fell
more. Well, it's still for kids, but I think it's more thrilling and bigger. For kids.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the Trade Wind, which is basically one of those rides that goes up and down in a circle. Kind of like a roller coaster, but in my opinion, more repetitive. Another ride I also liked more on previous trips. Again, it's mostly just because of repetition and also just in being too long, in my opinion. I definitely think some of these rides I think I would like more if they were just shorter. Hmm. Let's see. Oh, all right. That's all of them. That's all the rides I've done.
Well, thank you. We'll have to double check if we've talked about Dollywood or not yet. I will look at what we talked about last time. And definitely write down right now what we're talking about now. Well, thank you, Dan. I'm going to have you go if you don't mind. I told you I want to do a mama minute, if that's mm-hmm. okay, or a few minutes.
You want me to come back?
No.
Okay.
Thank you. You're
welcome.
So I wanted to have a private moment of mama moment here of deep confessions. As parents, you know, we worry and there's things that are just hard sometimes. So, Dan said a few months ago he really wanted to move to Florida. And, of course, I try to do everything for Dan and well, not do everything, but, you know, he has a lot of needs. And I know he wanted to go before, and that's why we were there last summer. But we came back here, and things... We're okay. But anyways, I said yes for a few reasons. One is for him, but also I would love to be a snowbird someday because it does get cold here in the eastern seaboard and Florida, not so cold in the winter. So I would love to have two places and be a snowbird, especially when I retire. But also, I've really gotten into, since last year, we got a place where Dan could live on one part and someone else on the other or whatever. We talked about that before, but right now it's Airbnb-ing, or part of it is, and it's amazing. I love Airbnb. I love being a host and all that. So if I could go to Florida, and we live there a few years, and we get another mortgage, but we're living there, so... I said, yes, there's a few reasons then. I also am excited. I would like to work at Disney World this summer and maybe on the weekends and try to get a little more income. The problem is I have 3 children. My oldest is about to graduate college, but my youngest, he's not so excited about going to Florida. So sometimes as a parent, we feel torn between our kids and it's just hard. My best friend, she's a true best friend, she was concerned. It's like, what about him? So I appreciate her saying that. And I kind of felt like, you don't have a child with autism. You don't have a child with special needs. You get torn, I'm sure, between her 2 daughters, but it's not the same. So, yeah, he's not thrilled. I did say I want to come back because he knows... The schools here are really good, and Florida is kind of like the great unknown. And I noticed the tax rate is great, which sounds wonderful, especially buying a house there and all. But I'm a teacher, so I would like to make a living income, which is barely possible here. When I lived in Minnesota, it was not livable at all. in rural Minnesota. And I also want my kids to have good schools or opportunities. So he's not thrilled. I guess he's getting used to it. He likes the idea we'll come back. You know, he does have friends here. And for him, COVID didn't go well for his education. He basically didn't listen to the teachers, didn't do virtual school, and spent like a good 2 years on the computer. So I was really concerned, how is he going to do in school? But he's been doing great. The teachers love him. And he's made friends because he's really shy. So I hate to move him. But on the flip side, hopefully he's only been in school here 1 year, or it will be a year. School year, and he'll start there for 8th grade, and then he'll have those kids to go to the high school. We're trying to go to a place that has the better schools, so that limits more of where we can actually get another Airbnb, but at least it'll be good and we'll have something, and it's near Disney, so we should be fine with an Airbnb in the future. So that's what I wanted to talk about, that pull on the heart of like, I don't want to sacrifice one child for the other or make his life hard. And I know children are resilient, and I kind of feel like the minute he was born, I knew it was going to be tough having an older sibling with autism, because the truth was, Daniel, you know, it was a lot of work, a crying baby, he wasn't latching on for nursing, like from the get-go, and then we started noticing developmental delays, and then eventually about 3 or 4 or 2, I don't remember, they said autism. And I was like, oh, what's the whole world going to be like? So we can talk more about that later and the decisions we made. But I didn't plan on having any more kids. I was like, okay, I got 2 boys. We're good. And then there was a little surprise. So in a way, I was like, oh, this is so cool. I'm going to do everything differently. And I'm going to make sure this is a calm baby. So actually, I don't know if this is controversial, but the only difference between Dan and my other 2 sons is Dan had an early ultrasound at about 6 weeks. And my sister's a doctor, and she even looked up information later when I was having the 3rd child. That there has been some brain chemical change in mice with an early ultrasound. And we were also like, there's no reason for the early ultrasound. It was like, ooh, cool, look at this little bean. But there was no reason for it. We were going to keep the baby no matter what. We didn't need the gadget. So anyways, with my 3rd child, I was adamant about no ultrasound. And I wanted to make sure nursing would go correct. So I actually had a home birth because I got in a fight with the doctors. They wouldn't not let me not do that ultrasound, saying, oh, no, it could be a fallopian tube baby. I'm like, I think that involves some sort of pain. There's other signs. But anyways, so they fired me. I fired them, like, whatever. So like, fine, I'll just have a baby at home. And that also helped with the nursing going easier and just everything. I was going to be, this is going to be great. I'm going to do everything better. that's a simplistic way of saying it. But anyways, but I did know what's going to happen if, you know, this child is going to have a older brother that demands a lot of attention. So some of me feels real bad and guilty about that from time to time. Now, I know with my older son, having a younger autistic brother has made him very compassionate. He, in high school, he was friends with a lot of people on the spectrum. He kind of got them and kind of helped translate some things at school for them. So there can be some great benefits. But at the moment, I'm feeling torn. I will keep you posted on how everything goes. And, you know, I never moved as a child, so I don't know what that's like. But I heard it actually ends up giving kids a lot of good skills. So, and I'm hoping he's got such an entrepreneurial side to him. I'm hoping he'll do well, because in one place I know that we have a property in Florida already, they need trash pickup. Oh, who wouldn't pay $1 to a 13-year-old to pick up their trash? There's like 200 homes. So anyways, we'll see. So I wanted to bring that, my true confession. Please tell everyone about us. We're here. I hope you like us. I know our pacing's a little weird. We're kind of rambling right now. We'll get into a groove. And it's cool to hear Dan talk about his travels, and he loves to travel. And hopefully we give you some useful information. Please, any comments, any questions, share us. And I would love to interview people, especially people who know a lot more than I do about finances or what you've done to help your adult autistic children or what you're thinking about as they grow into adulthood. Yeah, thanks so much and have a great week.